Folks, you listen to the Hot Wire. I'll steer you right. Prepare yourself. I don't know if that's a, like, trust the plan type story, you know. Just sit around. You have 18 months before it gets bad. No, you don't. No, you fucking do not. You got a better chance of getting your child support on time from this guy than you do. Where does the media get these guys? Don't worry. I picked this up. I want to read this. World's largest food company is going to raise prices again. And that's not 18 months from now. That's now. Well, good luck. Let your soul shine. Playing a little government mule, and that's what you are, whether you realize it or not. Not 18 months from now. Not 16 months from now. Now, you're a government mule now. Nestle, these assholes, the world's largest food and beverage company, announced it would hike prices in response to inflation. There's nothing like hiking prices to contribute to inflation as of June. But Biden says there's no inflation. The economy's on track. He should hire that dopey economist. Hunter struggled with paying his child support, too. Maybe they can work together. As of June, inflation in the United States reached a year-over-year rate of 5.4%. It seems low. Business and consumers are therefore seeking to retain their margins in the face of diminishing purchasing power offered by the dollar. Nestle CEO Mark Schneider explained to journalists over the weekend, what we've seen this year is some kind of a turning point. And after several years of low inflation, all of a sudden it's accelerated very strongly. Thanks, Mark. We couldn't figure that out by looking at the numbers ourselves. Thank you for pointing that out. What will we do without these CEOs? We are blessed to have them help us do basic math. Schneider says he believes that inflation is transitory, but the owner of brands including Nescafe, Gerber, Cheerios said it would need to raise prices to offset cost increase. Nestle already hiked prices this year. What's this guy talking about? Schneider, you're going to the well again? You hiked prices already in 2021 by 1.3%. You're going to hike again? Just fucking raise it by 10%. You only have to do it once. Cover you for the next year and a half. It's going to come back, keep bumping things up 1%, 2%, playing grab ass, trying to be sneaky. The company can hedge against some of its cost increases, such as rising coffee prices, but it can't avoid the rising cost of things like transportation, which puts pressure on the company's margins. Are they going to pass it on to you? A lot of other companies are doing the same thing. Stories on True Pundit. Check it out.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again after the money's gone.
Into the red again. After the money's gone, not the blue again. Now, this is a hell of a story, so pay attention. We had to switch gears. I was losing my mind on another story. Now, you put this in your hat when you compare the predictions, my predictions against Mr. Child Support. Headline, at least 12 million households face eviction as moratorium ends. Unless the feds extend the moratorium again and kick this can down the road If not, this week things kick in because the eviction moratorium, I think, ended Sunday night, Saturday night, right? Did it? July 31st? Eviction moratorium. Yeah, I think it ended Saturday night. From all looks of it, the federal eviction protections have ended. I guarantee you people are scrambling today. Let's get back to the story. I just wanted to double check, right? Because the Young Bucks prepared this earlier for me and anything could happen. But that means Congress would have to do something. And I shouldn't even have had a check. And I would have had my answer. Editors have written note. Let's see what it says here. Congress could have done something to help these people, but that's not what their buddies on Wall Street wanted. Congress doesn't seem to do much ever besides spend our tax money on their pet projects, no matter the party in control. Well, there's only one party in control. Their party. The eviction moratorium has ended July 31st. Millions of households are behind with no confidence in making payments. Let's do a fucking Evelyn Wood speed reading coverage of the story. Just break down the facts, and then I'm out of here. We got a long hot wire. So check that out, too. Jump in. Pain.tv. It's cool. And it doesn't cost nothing to check out. It's a St. Animal House. Grab a beer. Don't cost nothing. We got news out over there as well, pumping. You don't need an account for that, but you need an account for Hotwire. You need an account for the other social media aspect, which is on fire. Let's look right now. It's 2:21 a.m. And let's see how many people are online. Just for a little interesting search here. A lot of West Coast folks online. 15 people plus. It's a lot of people. 25, 30. 2:21 in the morning. Shooting the shit. Posting stuff. It's no joke, man. Anyway, let's do a speed Evelyn Wood. Born to be Wild here, right? Get your motor running. We're going to get it running right now. Close this fucker out. The synopsis of the story. I'll save you all the mumbo jumbo. 7.43 million renters are not current. 5.95 million homeowners are not current. 8.7 million homeowners have little or no confidence in ability to pay their mortgage. 12.7 million renters have little or no confidence in ability to pay their rent. Tell me we have to wait 18 months again for a serious problem, buddy. Now, keep this in mind. These are government stats, which means they're fucking underreported, especially when you factor in that the status of about 72 million households is unknown. And the numbers are inherently flawed for that reason alone, among other ones. And rent plus back rent is due today, August 2nd. Well, it's due August 1st, but you can't pay anybody on a Sunday. There will be no more rent moratoriums without congressional action. As per Supreme Court Justice Brett, I like to have keg parties, Kavanaugh. I like to drink beer in the garage. I'm just a regular guy, Kavanaugh. Yeah, sure you are. On September 1st, federal unemployment benefits are set to expire. And now on August 1st, the moratorium for rent and mortgage moratorium is over. Protection. And a month later, they're going to pull the rug out from other people federal unemployment benefits are gone. You really think we have to wait 18 months for the ceiling to fall in on us? I don't think so. I think it already has. We just don't realize it as a collective. Simple as that. What do we got left? How about tomorrow we do a little Austin Beltrani. We give a status on Austin. I think I have a picture of him in the hospital. His parents released. You want to put a face to a name. Austin, he's a good-looking kid. It's his whole life ahead of him, and hopefully it's a long life and a productive life. But we'll post a picture of him pain in the morning tomorrow in the feeds on pain.tv, etc. And people can put his name with his face as he continues to kick ass and just scrap day in and day out. It's unbelievable what a fighter this kid is. Really unbelievable. He was electrocuted on a train track, burnt 75% of his body, over 75% of his body, third-degree burns. Wasn't supposed to live a day, or maybe 2 days if he was lucky. Well, he's well plus 70 days now fighting for his life at St. Christopher's Hospital in Philadelphia. And he has his ups and his downs, but he won't quit. It's unbelievable, this guy. So whenever I feel like quitting, I think, what a big baby I'm being with whatever so-called challenges I'm facing compared to what he's facing. Just turned 14 last week in the hospital. And, you know, he's in our thoughts and our prayers and the collective folks who watch and listen to the show. We appreciate your parallel support. We really do. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's bounced back somewhat. He's not, by far not out of the woods yet, but he continues to scrap. And anytime, this is a good lesson for all of us, anytime you stay in the ring, you have a chance to win, no matter how insurmountable the odds appear against your opponent. You show up, anything can happen, and he's showing up. And giving me inspiration that I should continue to show up too. And so perhaps that will be his mission in life, to motivate others. That don't let disabilities get you down. Don't let the world get you down. You can rise above it. He's going to have to be one strong son of a bitch to pull this off. And I hope he does. And so we'll keep an eye on him and perhaps get more involved with his campaigns as time goes on here, as we see and chart his progression a little further. But he's doing well overall, and tomorrow we'll put a picture. I'm supposed to get a picture tomorrow to put up, and we'll do that. I mean, I've seen all kind of pictures of him doing all kind of sports. Forget that the guy did everything. But anyway, big week here. We had a good hot wire and a good weekend out doing recon. And the boys did a hell of a job launching this site, pain.tv. Jump in, check it out. We appreciate your help, and we appreciate your support. Take care, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.